IndieCan Music presents the Toronto Indie Scene, your front row seat and backstage pass to the best emerging music in Toronto and Canada. Today's industry insider from IndiePool is Catherine Bird. But first, live at IndieCan, we have Chuck, Dave, and Darren of the Salads.
Shake it all off.
Here we go.
Take it to a disco! Ooh, yeah!
Jazz in.
Whenever y'all are ready. Home, I stopped up at a bar. My best friend ran into my car. I got in late, I missed my date, and the bartender said, "You're gonna have to wait." I waited a couple hours till my date came by, finally arrived with another guy. I said, "Hold up, bitch, why you play me like that? And why the man with you got a baseball bat?" Instead of going crazy, throw a party and lose control. Take it to a disco on top of the dance floor, yeah. Ooh, yeah. So this guy steps to me and he's getting really rude. Fat head on his shoulders in a bad attitude. My name's Mr. D, I don't like to argue, but you're getting in my face and I don't know you, dude. Says he doesn't like me, wants to beat my ass. Kick him in the nuts and then I ran real fast. Running down the street, tripped and I fell. Cut up my knee, bled like hell. Instead of going crazy, throw a party and lose control. Take it to a disco on top of the dance floor. Instead of going crazy, a party and lose control. Take it to a disco on top of the dance floor. Hey!
Well, as you know, listeners, we have three quarters of the Salads with us. Say hello to everyone.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, what's happening? So the only guy you're missing right now is Grant, our drummer.
Yeah, why couldn't he be here? What's the deal there?
He's doing some recording in London at the studio called EMAC, where we've recorded our last two records. I don't even know who he's playing with, but they just called him in and needed a drummer, and he was like, all right. Right on.
Ben Moody, the guy from Evanescence, wrote the songs he's playing on.
Oh, really? Cool. Yeah, he's done some cool stuff there. He did something with Landon Pig.
Landon Pig with two G's. Check that guy out. He just released his new record. It's Clive Davis's like new protege kind of thing.
Yeah, it's pretty wicked. And who are the other drummers on that? I can't remember.
Abel Burial Jr., Josh Friesch,
LA guys. Crazy.
Anyways, Grant's ripping, and that's why he's not here.
And he's playing on the first on Landon's first single, actually.
That's too
cool.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, the first single is the song that Grant played on.
That's
yeah.
a good tune. You can check it out.
What about us?
Yeah. Forget him, he's not here.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyways, we dig
so,
it all.
How long have you been at it now? When did you guys first get started?
Oh, man. We met in the washroom at Kettleby Public School in grade 7. Grant came in to take a piss. And he said, "I heard you play guitar." But I think he was jamming with Dave already, who got a guitar for Christmas and rocked the whammy bar full on. And I said, yeah, I play guitar. He said, let's jam. That's how the band started. That's a bit. Okay. And that was a long time ago. That's like 18 years now. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, 19 years.
And then I showed up in around 98.
Because you're not from Newmarket.
That's right. I'm from Stratford. Originally. All I've been
right.
Toronto for the past 10
Represent.
Years. Represent. Represent the St. Rats.
So where did you ever get the handle, Canadian Ambassadors of Good Times? Did you make that up yourself, or did someone dub you with
I think RJ did that.
From?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did our management do that?
Yeah, he wrote that.
Were they bigging us up?
I think so. It's all hype. It's all smoke and mirrors. Yeah.
It's too much to live up to?
No, we have a good time. There's no doubt of that.
It's easy to live up to, but...
It's intense.
Who knows who said it?
So where do you think your sound came from? Like, what were you listening to before you bumped into each other? What were your influences?
Well, my first records were... Yeah, you should just say what your first records are, right? Because when we were kids, you only have a few records. Like, it's funny now because kids have like 15,000 songs in their pocket.
They don't know about records. It's an MP3
Yeah,
track.
I had Thriller, Van Halen 1984, and Power Slave, Iron Maiden. Those were my first three records.
Wow. Danny and the Jets. And I think it was like Dirty Deeds.
There you go. That makes sense to talk about what
I thought
you did
it was actually
birth,
for
right?
the longest time, like... though, and I was driving around the car going, singing Dirty Jeans.
Dirty Jeans.
And I also ruined a police song for these guys, So Lonely. I thought it was salami.
Salami.
And these guys
salami.
They're like, oh, fuck.
Someone now that's
that
all we
now.
Hear is so long.
I heard that just yesterday on the show. Totally ruins it.
You get hungry when you hear So Lonely by the Police. And my first records, I don't know, man. I had a lot of cassettes, and I had some uncles and relatives and friends that would make me mixtapes and stuff of all kinds of random stuff from like Gowan to Glass Tiger and Corey Hart and
oh, no.
Tina Turner and Bryan Adams and all that stuff from that era. But when I started buying CDs, and I collect CDs and still love them and will support CDs till the day I die, the first CD I got was a Canadian CD. It was the Dream Warriors' first album, and the second one was a Gowan CD.
A Gowan CD.
What was number three? There must be a third one that's cool.
The third one? What was the third one? Yeah, it's probably cooler than that.
You're trying to save him.
He's got an intense
Michael Jackson bad,
though.
Maybe?
There you go. He's got an intense. But that's where, you know, it's funny because you're...
But we, yeah,
stuff.
I mean,
had
to answer your
stuff.
Question, like, yeah, like this.
It all makes sense because that's our mix, right?
The sound of like... the salads just comes from what the four of us listen to ultimately and what we like to hear. And we're all like very different. There are a few similarities and certain groups that we all really like, but ultimately, separately, we're quite opposite individuals, which is awesome because it brings everything to the table and to the sound that we create.
Did you think when you first started jamming, thank you for that, Dave.
Good punctuation, Dave.
When you first started, did you think you'd even last this long?
That was probably the plan.
Did you have rock star in your mind?
Oh, yeah.
Let's put a band together. Be Canadian
Grant
rock stars.
Well, we didn't ever think about being Canadian rock stars. I think it was just being rock stars, right?
In
you're
general.
A kid.
And we ended up Canadian
Grant,
rock stars.
Grant used to sit at his kitchen table and draw big pictures of the stages he was going to play on when he was a little kid and stuff like that.
Staring at the inside of Kiss Alive. A big picture.
Oh, yeah, that's
playing.
Right, with the audience. Yeah.
That always does it.
I'm
the house
do that.
Lights up.
That ruined a lot of people.
That's funny. There's so many musicians that we know that have said that same thing. Yeah.
So looking back, what's the biggest thing, what's the biggest difference about how the reality of life as a musician or artist in Canada now compared to that Kiss picture and what you pictured it would be?
It's a lot of driving.
And you can no longer depend on record sales because nobody sells records anymore.
Some people do.
Buy
a record.
Not everybody. our records, it's not to say that nobody sells records. It's just in comparison to back then, even 20 years ago, 15 years ago, people bought records and CDs were...
Oh, yeah. Statistics tell me with their last record that if things hadn't gone that way, I probably would have been able to buy a house with the last record, right? But no hope in hell,
So that's a big difference from back then, right?
What does it take to give up the day jobs and make a living as musicians? in this day and age.
No brains whatsoever.
No, you can just be a musician in so many other ways, though, right? I've taught since I was a kid, and I still teach.
Yeah,
I work for a backline company, so I'm always dealing with gear and fixing guitars, and our drummer does the same thing.
Depends how you want to live, though.
And Dave sits around and records all day and does stuff. Darren sings for a living. He does.
Yeah, I do a lot of commercial work.
You do some jingles, right?
Yeah, I do some jingle work and voiceover stuff. Ultimately, the reason why I say, you know, it takes no, you should have no brains if you want to quit your day job is because it's really tough just to survive on a band alone.
Well, it's also hard too because you'll make a whole bunch of money all at once and you'll just have a good time and then it's like, wow, what's going on?
Save your money.
Where'd that go? Yeah. I got to make another record. Shit, you know. So.
Yeah.
Totally. We have a good time. You see, there's the ambassadors of fun there.
That's yeah. I would never tell anybody to not follow their dreams and to not go and be in a band or anything like that because no matter what, like if you want it bad enough and you want to be in a band that's successful that bad, it'll happen and you'll just go get it. You know what I mean? You can do that. There's sacrifices that have to be made, but...
It still makes my hair stand up when I'm playing.
Absolutely.
You
it's
know,
so worth
it. Yeah. It. Like, it makes me just, you know, it feels really good.
Now I've got to get ready, got to make plans tonight. It's the night I get to go out and dance. My eyes are half closed, so yours, hey, and keep rolls. I'm just a gigolo, gotta get going all crazy. Vision is getting all hazy, where you move those hips amaze me. And I think her name is Stacy. Head now, listen to me sing the song. Head now, won't you hear me sing along? Head now, grab the person next to you. Let me tell you what to do. Come on, do the rock, come cool. Got a spliff in my hand, it's just me and the band. And all I need is that woman. Now I'm starting to feel like paradise. Got a nice stiff drink, keep it cold with ice. Drop their legs, distract me. Shy boys going crazy. Got a girl gone bad, really got me. Hey babe, my name is Dave. Head down, listen to me sing a song. Head down, won't you hear me sing along? Head down, grab the person next to you. Let me tell you what to do. Come on, do the rock, come through. Head down, listen to me sing a song. Head down, hear me sing along. Head down, grab the person next to you. Let me tell you what to do. Come on, do the rock, come through. Playing acoustic like we don't do very often. Hope it sounds good over there. Yeah. Take it away, Davey. Woo! Sing my song. Head now, won't you hear me sing along? Head now, grab the person next to you. Let me tell you what to do. Come on, do the rock, come. Head now, listen to me sing my song. Head now, hear me sing along. Head now, grab the person next to you. Let me tell you what to do. Come on, do the rock, kung fu. Yeah, yeah.
Thunderbolt in your Cheerios.
Well, let's talk about the road. We were lucky to get you. I mean, you've been on a whirlwind tour. Tell me about some of the places you've been and some of the road stories.
Over time, we've been a lot of places because we've been around a long time, but most recently, we just did a cross-Canada tour. Oh, they're handing me a flyer so I can read it off, but we went to Vancouver.
If your memory is as good as mine, you can look at
the
flyer.
We're at Vancouver at Thunderbird Stadium, and then to Calgary at Race City Speedway. We just basically came across
the
country.
Bowl.
And yeah, that was really dusty. I was just telling you earlier, I was cleaning out the dirt out of the inside of my base.
And the inside
yesterday.
Of our nose.
Yeah. Well, you got a lot of dirt in your nose. And. But all in all, it's a good time. There's so many good bands on Warped Tour that it's a really fun day just to hang out and watch.
Fun.
had somebody ask me the other day, well, who was the bad band you saw? And I was, I didn't really see any bad bands.
That's true.
Yeah. Pretty exclusive group. Yeah. Warped Tour. Yeah.
Even the bands, like, if you don't like the music or whatever, you can't say it's bad.
Yeah.
On Warped is what I found.
Yeah, subjective, of course, as always, but they're all good.
Yeah. Right. Totally. So we basically worked our way from Vancouver back to Toronto over the course of a couple of weeks, and we've got the rest of the Canadian Warped Tour dates coming up next weekend for Toronto and Montreal, and we're going to Cleveland as well.
Do you see another album coming up? And if so, what kind of flavor will it have? Are there going to be any themes there?
We've already been talking about putting...
Yeah, we've already been talking about that.
Back to basics, just happy.
Yeah, sooner than later, we want to do another record, hopefully in a shorter period of time than it took from between the last two. But the general consensus is to just sort of write some simple, fun songs again. And the last one, even though lyrically it was a bit serious and musically...
Sophisticated, we call it.
Well, we were in an introspective time in our lives. So it was sort of, it sort of came out that way. And we all really, really love it.
Yeah.
But we're feeling pretty happy and like we're ready to have a rocking good time. So
you got that out of your system,
right?
It was cathartic and you had to say it. You did. And okay, let's, enough of that.
Well, Fold A to B, the CD that came out in 2003, was predominantly, some just fun party tunes and that kind of thing, with the exception of a couple, more introspective type tunes. But, and then we wanted to do the next record with Big Picture in a vibe that was a little more showing people that we're not all just jokey, silly, goofy guys that weren't going to be around for long and we got something to say. But now that they know that, it's time to go back to the goofy guys that got lots to say.
The real deal.
It's exactly. Just more fun stuff, you know what I mean?
You've earned it. You guys have been around the block enough. You can actually look at the Canadian music scene and you're entitled to an opinion. What would you change? What would you alter? What would you say about the Canadian music scene in terms of where it should go, or the good, the bad, or the ugly?
I don't know. It's good, man. It should go wherever it goes.
Actually, if you watched the Junos like, 4 years ago as to where it is now, it's amazing, actually.
Yeah,
they're rocking.
Cool. There's a lot of really awesome bands. Rock and Roll is actually, Billy Talent's a huge Canadian band, and they're amazing.
And like I was saying before about CD sales, the good thing about that is that it forces bands to become a better live band. And then you've also got other avenues like MySpace and stuff like that online, where bands, anybody can go up, record songs, post it, and have the world hear it. And then
everybody does.
Yeah, and connect with their fans. So that's from that sort of thing. And that's exactly it. Every band that's out there, whether they just recorded a song the other day or they've been around for 20 years, they're all set up there. You can connect with people like that. I think that's awesome. That's like a great way for music to progress and bands to hear what other bands are doing. And as far as the Canadian music scene goes,
we have an eclectic style. So we've played with so many different kinds of bands all across the country, and we like them all. There's very few bands that we're ever really critical about or anything, right? All in all, it'll be like two guys like, and one guy sort of like, yeah, I didn't really dig that, right? So it's whatever. It's all good.
I think a new kind of element that I'm seeing in Canadian music and younger bands these days is there's a lot of reggae-influenced bands. Not reggae bands per se, but just reggae-influenced bands in different kinds of things, whether it's like a metal reggae thing or a punk reggae thing or like an acoustic reggae rock thing, like a Sublime thing or whatever. And that's, reggae music is something that I'm really a big fan of. It's like a big part of my soul. And
you hide it well.
I love that. I just love seeing that, coming out with Bedouin Soundclash.
Yeah,
you've got Ill Scarlet
really cool.
And Dodger. I could go on, man. There's so many bands.
All these years on the road, anyone you want to say hi to or apologize to?
there's an entire town. Yeah, Leamington. They all wanted to kill me.
Oh, yeah. That was part of one of the XL tours. We were sharing a bus with Clark Nolan, Scratch and Post.
Oh, God. That was like our first tour that we ever did, so you didn't know... So you didn't know any better so much back then.
Yeah, so Dave, sorry, Leamington.
It was Dave, still in like the
Dave
look
had
after
a little
Dave
too many pops.
After he has too many pops.
Leamington.
Said the wrong thing to someone, and this entire hockey team waited outside of the bus while we hid Dave in the bus and stuck the black belt karate guys from Clark Nova at the front of the bus just in case.
And what did Dave do once he was on the bus?
Gave him the finger at the window.
And started mirroring, pressing his ass against the window.
Yeah.
So Leamington. Dave says he's sorry.
Sorry, Leamington.
Yeah.
What did you do? Oh, you told some guy you're going to get his girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Fabulous is how to win friends and
Mr.
influence
Fabulous,
people.
Yeah. Jeez.
That's fantastic.
There's a lot of other towns, though, but we're not going to name them.
Mr. Fabulous.
Well, thanks for coming in, three quarters of the salads. And listeners, the big picture. You don't have a Canadian record collection unless you've got the big picture.
I agree. Me too.
Yeah. Buy it.
And Gallon Strange Animal.
Oh, damn. That wasn't even the name of the record.
Yeah, what he said.
I came into this world as a Gemini, beginning half alive to the day that I die, so hear the words that I'm spilling, crack a brew or two and now you know I'm cold chilling. Never see the D-zip, sipping on some scissor. I'll skip the main course and going straight for the dessert. And now I wanna party with you. Come on babe, now do what you do. Come on everybody, get loose tonight. Throw your hand in the air if you're feeling alright. We don't care if you stand, cause let me hear you say yeah, do this right. Come on everybody, get loose tonight. Throw your hand in the air if you're feeling alright. We don't care if you're still, cause the music is tight. Let me hear you say yeah, do this right. Dizzy doogie dizzy like a lesbian. If you're with me, come and hear me, just test me. You see I rock with the rhythm I will roll. It's a funny looking kid with a whole lot of soul. And I like to get down with the rest of y'all. But I got a little twist to the way I bow. If you're passing me a blunt, you bet I'll take a haul. If you need to rock a party, you can give us a call. Come on everybody who's in the mood, get your groove on if you got this dude. If your belly is empty, giving you attitude, do like Jacob Miller and eat some food. Come on everybody, get loose tonight. Throw your hand in the air if you're feeling alright. We don't care if you're still, cause the music is tight. Let me hear you say yeah, we can do this right. Come on everybody, get loose tonight. Throw your hand in the air if you're feeling alright. We don't care if you're still, cause the music is tight. Let me hear you say yeah, we can do this right, yeah.
This is Chuck from The Salads, and you're listening to the Toronto Indie Scene.
Hey, you, what'd you see with your scepter in hand? Now, capital
Too short to hold on, wait on me. This is Catherine Bird from Indiepool, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
I never had big expectations, a cold beer and good conversation. I know I'm as young as I feel, but lately I feel I've been screwed on the deal. And I wanna go back to when it was simple, but it's too late, I'm stuck in the middle. And I'm dressed for a plum guy, headed for a dog.
We just heard Stutter with the song 21. Our friends Stutter are now available on iTunes. You heard it for free, now go check them out there. Before that was Any Other Day, another Cambridge band, and that song was Wait On This. And before that, we opened up with Lotus Child from their album Gossip Diet, and the song was Archaeologists. This CD was sent to me by Tom Dobransky from Vertical Productions Limited, a bandmate of Lotus Child. And also, he is going to be someone we're going to get to know a little bit more. One day soon, IndieCan is going out to Vancouver, and we're going to record an episode of our show from Vertical Productions Studio. So we'll hear a little bit more from Tom and his band Lotus Child. Dan Mangan, who you may remember from a previous episode, helped set us that up for us. He's a performer out in Vancouver. For the Did You Know segment of the show, I just wanted to tell you this. Over 50% of listeners, which are now over 30,000 people, are from outside of Canada. This is quite remarkable. CanCon sells us as the honorable promoters and protectors of Canadian culture, but we just upload the Toronto indie scene, and listeners from around the world go out of their way to find it, and they listen to it. As Canadian as it is to have an inferiority complex, I'm over mine. Our music seems to stack up. Thanks to all of our listeners from abroad and locally, and all of the things you've had to say about this show, it means a lot to us. Someone told us that there just isn't enough rockabilly, cowpunk, rock and roll on our show. So I thought, where am I going to find that? And there's a band from Montreal called Real Gone. Now, when we think of the distinct society of Quebec, I think we think about the francophone component, but this Montreal band you're going to find is pretty distinct. It's a great CD. There's a number of super songs on it. There's some Patsy Cline sounding songs, but the one we're going to hear next is called Sexual Disconnectual, which might hold the secrets to the angst between men and women. Let's have a listen to it.
Sexual, there's some sexual, there's best to match you up with all the stupid things we always play.
I don't know why.
I can't understand what you say. There's some sexual disconnection with all the stupid
games we always play.
That was Galore from their CD Amplifier, and the song was She's an Elevator. Galore is also available on iTunes. You can find them on Pure Tracks, an all-Canadian digital download company. They closed North by Northeast with a great show at Cathedral. And I have with me as our guest Catherine Bird, who has worn many hats in the music industry and has many accomplishments, but one of them is being with North by Northeast right from the beginning. Can you tell me about North by Northeast this year? Was it seen as a success? What would you alter or improve about it, and how it's grown?
This was the best year ever because it has grown. The number of bands that applied keeps increasing every year. At this point, 2,500 bands apply every year, and there's still only 400 showcase slots. And the number of people buying wristbands and coming from further and further away to come and see the bands and the showcases is just growing every year.
So the bands that actually want to be there, the sort of circle around Toronto is growing in terms of how far they will travel to be part of North by Northeast?
Yeah, North by Northeast has always been an international festival based in Toronto. And so the bands who are applying are quite often coming from Japan and England and Australia and the U.S. and Mexico and all other places. And that's half of the bands that are invited are from overseas.
So what's the relationship with Rogers? You're in the sales end of things, and Rogers was the major sponsor. Why is Rogers part of a music festival, and what do they get out of it, and do they see it as good value for themselves?
Yeah, every year there is a title sponsor who comes along and wants to associate their name with it. And a lot of it is they start off wanting to reach the 18 to 25-year-old market, which North by Northeast hits because it's a new music festival. At the same time, right now, the cellular companies are doing a lot for getting ringtones and getting online sort of communities where people can exchange songs. And that's a big part of what Rogers is doing right now. In previous years, we had Bell and we had Fido and we had other phone people, but that's a big market right now, the ringtones.
So how much money does a lead sponsor have to put in to be the lead sponsor, and what does that go towards?
I actually don't do the really big ones. So you'd have to call up the head office because North by Northeast is owned by Now Magazine.
Right.
And if you're going to try to hit any 18 to 24-year-old market in Toronto, you're going to call up Now Magazine, and they have the ability to upsell North by Northeast. So
right.
That's where a lot of those leads come. When I do marketing and promotion and all that stuff for North by Northeast, I hit the U.S. and England and the rest of the world, and that's where my goal is, and also hitting the music industry.
Now, when I first met you, you were at Songwriters Association of Canada. You were the executive director there, and you did a great job there, and you were in many ways the personality of the Songwriters Association of Canada. How do you see their role in music in Canada, and are they fulfilling it?
Well, they are really big with providing educational abilities. A lot of people have a song rolling around their head, and how do you get that song out and let people hear about it, find a performer? And so a lot of what they do is educational. You know, there's been a couple tours each year, and they bring in expert songwriters, and the Songposium tour is part of what gets people that are brand new to the industry who want to become a songwriter to know what it takes and to improve their own songwriting.
So it's about the craft of songwriting.
The craft of songwriting is a big part of what they're all about. I mean, there's also, they talk about creating a community of songwriters. So trying to get people who are both professional and the amateur people together to work for the same goals, which is to promote songwriting in Canada.
And I suppose advocacy as well.
Right. Yeah, the big thing last year was the trying to rearrange CanCon. There's a lot of discussion about it. There's always a lot of discussion about it. It's going to be a constant dialogue, but Songwriters was trying very hard to be in there to make sure that the actual creators of the song are, you know, supported and promoted.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people North by Northeast, the artists, were talking about some of the industry insiders talking about music as the product.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't sit well with them at all. I mean, the commodity, the product, the music, who cares who's it from or what they have to say? It sells advertising, right?
And they forget it's an art form.
Yeah.
But if you're just creating art in a vacuum, you will slowly starve to death.
Yeah.
And you have to put it out there and you have to market it, and that requires business sense.
That's right. So what were you doing before you were at Songwriters Association of Canada?
I was a booking agent at Pecan Entertainment for a couple of years, and I liked that. I was their U.S. agent, so it was cracking a new market and getting Canadian music out over the border, which is kind of an exciting thing to do.
And some of the artists you worked with then?
I started off working with Fred Eaglesmith when I got there, and then we had a couple different other Canadian artists that weren't really big, like the Ducks. I worked with some artists that were already established, like Randy Bachman and Colm Wilkinson and Buffy St. Marie. And then some U.S. bands started calling. So I worked with the Mammals, and that's led by Tao Rodriguez, who is Pete Seeger's grandson. And that was a lot of fun to work with, too. There was a lot of history there.
And before that, you were a publicist, and you had your own label.
Yes, Slap Happy Records, which was also Slap Happy Publicity and Slap Happy Music Marketing. We did everything. Anytime a band called and said they needed something done, we would basically figure out how to do it.
So that kind of sounds like what you're doing now with Indie Pool. Talk about Indie Pool's place in the Canadian music scene, what it does, and what a typical day is like for you.
Indie Pool is Canada's biggest sort of talent pool of independent artists. And there's two things that it really does for artists. And one of them is it opens up a lot of doors that are otherwise closed to unsigned indie stuff, like being able to distribute an HMV or to get your songs up on iTunes and that kind of stuff. And the other thing it does is just provide the services that an indie band needs. If you have anything that you're trying to figure out what to do, you can call up Indie Pool and someone like me will answer the phone and be able to tell you if you need to figure out your royalty, your performance royalties with SoCan, say, or if you want to make a CD but you don't know what studio to go to. We can help out with all kinds of stuff.
So what is a typical day look like for you?
I love it. I walk into the office and I talk to independent artists all day. And my favorite ones, as I've mentioned to you, are the really young ones, the brand new. They're just starting out in the industry. And they call up and they say, we just got our instruments and we're going to get to play the high school cafeteria next week. And we got to get T-shirts made. We got to figure out what to do. And it's great. I get to help them get their plan in gear and get started.
So, I mean, if they need information about T-shirts or if they need information about a producer or what is SoCan and why do I need it, that kind of thing, you can help
out
with.
I mean,
that.
Indie Pool does sell a lot of services. We're the biggest CD manufacturer for independent artists because we represent 20,000 of them. So we are a good source to go to get manufacturing your CD press for a good low price and a good quality product. So there's things that we're selling and making it work. But at the same time, everybody who works there is excited about the industry, is excited about helping bands get to the next level. And we know that once we've been successful with a band, they either have a successful career as an independent or they get signed to a big label because a label looks at what they've done and says, this is a band with real potential. Look at all the stuff that they've got. They've got a huge fan base. They've got their tours coordinated. They've got everything all sorted.
So where do you see the music industry right now, and what are the sort of what are things that are holding Canadian artists back from being more successful than they are now, and what do you see the things they can be doing to, you know, make success more part of what they're doing?
Well, a part of the problem with being a Canadian artist is that Canada is like 3% of the world market in sales. I don't even know if 3 is the right number, but it's a small amount. And so a lot of people, they don't think about building it up right. They're gung-ho and they think they're going to be the next U2 and they can't figure out how to get there. Or they think about playing the club down the street and they don't think about getting in the car and going to Boston or New York, which are all really close drives to Toronto, and spreading out and going further that way. And with the internet right now and things like MySpace and those kind of places, you can get your music out for free everywhere. And it's the more that you get your music out, the more something's going to happen with it.
Yeah, I mean, you're still so enthusiastic about this. what do you see as next for you? Is there anything sort of unfulfilling in your career or something you haven't done yet that you'd want to do in the music industry?
Well, I was really surprised when I walked into Indie Pool and started working there about how much I love working with brand new bands and people that are really still energetic about things. The bands that call up and say, I just discovered a new chord and I'm all excited about that and things, because, you know, that's where the excitement is. And so I'll always be doing something that way. And I know that part of the problem is you get a new band and you build them up and they start going somewhere and then somebody who's bigger and has got more connections is going to take them away. But it's the building up while they're still excited that I really like.
Now, elaborate a little more on something you were talking about before we got started, was about the sell the dream or don't sell the dream argument from an industry perspective.
There are a lot of people who believe that you really have to hit people with reality. And reality is that your average young high school band is going to last 5 years and then crumble, and they're all going to go on to university and get other jobs and be gone. And I just don't believe in that. I believe that the part of the excitement in joining a band is thinking about becoming the next U2. And I'll tell everybody, you know, this is the steps you have to take to become the next big thing or to become successful, and helping them do that. And it's the excitement. It's part of the rock and roll thing. the dream of making that.
It's almost un-Canadian having high expectations.
Well, but what else are you going to do? You're going to write a song and sit in your basement and wonder why it never went anywhere.
Exactly. You know? Good for you, for sure. Now, if if artists want to get a hold of Indie Pool, how do they find them?
IndiePool.com. And the Toronto number is 416-424-4666. But you go to IndiePool.com, you can find the toll-free number. You can call us anytime. You can email anybody there.
That's great. Okay, thanks a lot for coming in. That was wonderful. Thanks again to Catherine Bird for coming in. What enthusiasm. It's great to have her in the industry. We're going to close the show the way we started it, with the Salads. One more thing I wanted to say. Chuck, who's the bass player for the Salads, also writes for Canadian Musician magazine, and it's a great look behind the scenes of the Canadian music industry. He had a great article in the most recent issue, which featured Billy Talent, and he talked about rehearsing and practicing and how there was this band next door. I mean, there's always a band next door, and some of them are original artists and some of them are cover bands, and he heard this really smoking AC/DC tune. He thought it was really cool, and then they were taking a break and they opened the doors, and out through the other doors there was AC/DC after all those years still practicing their set. And it's a real tribute to the hard work that goes into the music scene. But anyway, I digress. Let's get on with the Salads. From the big picture, this is Growing Up.
Listening to the Toronto Indie Scene. an IndieCan music production.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.